File supply of GLC 2000 today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A couple of announcements I need to make. First of all, about the new superhumanradio.com website. I've gotten lots of praise about it. I want to mention something. Both the blog posts and the show posts, which are the show posts are on the front page, and you have to click the blog link to get to my blog. You can rate whether or not you like the shows or the articles, and you can make comments about them. If you click the link that says comments, you can click that link and you'll see a little red button that will allow you to give the individual show or the individual blog post a rating of a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being best and 1 being worst. And I would appreciate it if people start to rate the shows especially, because when you rate the shows, what happens is we have a little tool that we're going to deploy in a month or two that's going to keep the most popular shows on the front page. But in order for me to have that information, I need people to stop by the website and on the front page, take the time to click the comments link and rate the show. You don't like it, let me know. You do like it, let me know. That also helps me with future programming. Then I have a better understanding of what people like to hear about and what they don't like to hear about. Okay, so that's that. All right. So now, today, important show. Very, very overlooked hormone. I like to call it the progenitor hormone. We're going to be talking today with Dr. John Chrysler from allthingsmale.com about pregnenolone. How you doing, John?
Great, Carl. It's always good to be with you.
You know, it's interesting. Pregnenolone was discovered in the 40s almost simultaneously, but right before cortisol was discovered.
Right. In fact, it was used to treat joint pain back then.
Right. And unfortunately, because cortisol provided an opportunity to patent the preparations that were derived from it, pregnenolone was kind of pushed on the back burner.
Funny how it works that way. Kind of the same way the treatment of adrenal fatigue, to go back to your analogy, was treated, first recognized way back in 1898, and was regularly treated in the 20s and 30s and 40s, and now we have a hard time getting doctors to even understand or appreciate that it exists.
You know, that's really interesting that you say that. I actually want to do a show about adrenal fatigue because there is there's proponents on both sides of the table. There are very, very intelligent and well-respected physicians out there and scientists out there who claim that adrenal fatigue is the Loch Ness monster of the medical world. And then there are people out there who say it absolutely exists, and there are more people suffering from it than are recognized. Where do you stand on that? Just curious.
Well, since we're off on this tangent, let's explore it a little bit further. First thing I do would be ask the patients, the millions and millions of patients who have, some of them, been brought from a bedridden state to a full, vigorous lifestyle with 10, 20 milligrams of hydrocortisone a day. These people are not making this up. There's no question about it, and it's been proven on laboratory analysis that these people are not responding appropriately to stress hormones to the stimulus. If these physicians who are claiming that adrenal fatigue does not exist, it's just a boogeyman, ask them, does hydrocortisone suppress the system? They'll all say that's dangerous giving hydrocortisone. It's well shown you can give up to 40 milligrams of hydrocortisone orally per day without suppressing the system. So they don't even know what drug we're talking about, and they don't understand really how the endocrine system performs.
Interesting.
So if they can clear those two hurdles, then we can have an honest, intelligent discussion about it. And simply, again, there are too many millions of people out there who have their lives turned around with non-suppressive physiologic, not pharmacologic, but physiologic doses of a very mild and safe level or dose of hydrocortisone. By the way, I don't think I have any patients on 40 milligrams a day. I think the highest I've ever needed to go was 30 milligrams a day. Again, that's well below suppressive dosing.
And is there a litmus test for adrenal fatigue? Is there like they have lots of challenge tests to determine if the pituitary is functioning properly? So, is there a challenge test that you give someone this test? You go, aha, you're suffering from adrenal fatigue.
Excellent question. No, in fact, all the lab work can be completely normal. Of course, you and I already know we think about so-called normal range.
Yeah, right.
Nothing to do with health and fitness. It has to do with a statistical evaluation of the population.
Right.
And many in that population are sick, so we're adding sick people in to find normal range. That doesn't make any sense. So all your laboratory testing can be completely normal. So it's a completely clinical call. Some questions I ask my guys. Number one, how does salt taste to you? You don't want to ask them, do you eat a lot of salt? Because nobody will admit to that. So we ask them, how does the salt taste to you? Pretty good. They say, oh, God, I love it all. I would eat it all the time if I could. Another thing, do you have a hard time getting up in the morning? Do you find that you have more energy in the evening than in the morning? Guys will tell you, I have so much energy at night, I'm really surprised. I thought I'd have a lot of energy when I got in the morning, but I'm dead when I got to get up in the morning again. That's a pretty good call. I ask them, if you have a strong cup of coffee, does it put you to sleep?
Hmm.
So what happens then is change the blood sugar levels. The real problem with adrenal fatigue, simply, and physicians should know this because this is first semester medical school, is the number one purpose of the glucocorticoids, which is what hydrocortisone is maintaining blood sugar levels. And that's why the stress hormones, cortisol is the only hormone you cannot live without. It happens every day in this country. Patients are, for instance, released from some kind of long-term care. They may be on prednisone, which is many, many times more powerful than hydrocortisone. They're completely suppressed. They're transferred from one unit to another in hospital or released in some kind of a rehab unit. Someone forgot to write down that they're on prednisone. Within a few hours, they would die if nobody recognized what's
happening.
That's
amazing.
And give them a poke. That's
right.
All it takes.
All right, so now that we're talking about these issues, let's talk about pregnenolone. Pregnenolone is directly downstream from cholesterol. And pregnenolone
is the first step, right?
It's the progenitor hormone. Pregnenolone can become everything downstream depending on what it comes in contact with. Let's discuss a little bit about pregnenolone and its conversions. Pregnenolone can become progesterone, which obviously can become mineralocorticoids and glucocorticoids, which you're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
It can also become DHEA. It can become androstenedione, which obviously those two can both become androgens and estrogens.
Mm-hmm.
So pregnenolone seems to be, if you're going to replace a given hormone, pregnenolone sounds like the one to replace. Am I off base on that?
No, excellent. The pathways make sense. We call it DHEA, the mother of all sex hormones, and probably pregnenolone is the grandmother of all these hormones.
Right, right. Now, pregnenolone, luckily, is an over-the-counter supplement at this point in time.
So far,
that's right, unless the McCain bill has its way. And we're going to do a show on that actually tomorrow, by the way. McCain has now backed out of endorsing his own bill, but it's still moving through the House. For those of you who think the bill is dead, that's not what's happened here. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But anyway, okay, so pregnenolone can become all these other hormones, but it depends on certain enzymatic conversions and reductions and so on, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So if I were to take pregnenolone, would all of my other hormone levels start to balance out, or because I may be deficient in certain enzymes, I would end up with an abundance of one and not enough of the other at my age? Because it seems that as we age, enzymes seem to be where the magic lies now.
Well, both are true. You will balance things out by creating higher levels of some intermediate steps than others as things progress down the stream, as they cascade down. Just kind of think of it as filling buckets, and one bucket has to full,
mm-hmm.
fill over, and then it fills the next one down, that has to flow over, and so forth and so forth. In fact, our good friend, Dr. Mark Gordon, treats adrenal fatigue with pregnenolone transdermal only.
Interesting.
Waiting for it to travel downstream. Now, my guys come to me, generally, there are guys you can tune up, and ladies, of course, you can tune up the first day on 10 milligrams of hydrocortisone. That's all they need to completely change their lives.
Really?
Sometimes more. And by the way, I dose it not by the clock. I usually start people at 10 milligrams, sometimes 5 milligrams, first thing you get in the morning. And people who tell me they cannot get up, a guy told me he's in bed for 14 hours a night, he still is exhausted when he wakes up in the morning, that's adrenal fatigue.
Right.
So I tell him to put a pill and a glass of water next to his alarm clock. The alarm clock goes off, hit the snooze button, take the pill, roll back over. 15 minutes later, they jump out of bed. So then I ask him, when do you feel a crash during the day? And that afternoon crash is a pretty significant a symptom of adrenal fatigue.
Right.
When do you have your crash? 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Take 5 milligrams.
Ah, smaller dose.
Right. Okay. If it cures that crash, you know you're good.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, take 5 more. The next day, you know about that same time to take 10 milligrams. Some people have 3-4 crashes. There are very few people, but some take a little bit at
night. Right, because when you look at cortisol testing, right, it's diurnal. They make you test 4 times a day because those values fluctuate throughout the day. Okay, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the benefits and the side effects of pregnenolone. We're talking today with Dr. John Chrysler from allthingsmale.com. Visit his website. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted until my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all channel and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I love this bumper song. Rick James.
I'm Rick James.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I remember. I'm old enough to remember when that song came out.
Same here.
Anyway, okay.
Hey, can I finish a couple things about adrenal fatigue?
Please, go. Absolutely.
It's very clear. People need to understand, the physicians need to understand, it's not necessary that you're not producing enough stress hormone. It's inappropriate release of hormone as well. That's why your labs can look completely normal. Example, you know, you're driving down the street, some idiot cuts you off. You flip him off, whatever. You go home. 15 or 20 minutes later, you're reading the newspaper. Now you get the stress response.
The heart starts pounding.
Feels like an anxiety attack.
Right. Right.
The real problem with adrenal fatigue is a result of what the glucocorticoids, like cortisol, do, which is maintain sugar levels. So hypoglycemia. Ask guys, do you ever get hypoglycemic? They say, man, I get so hungry, I just stand in front of the refrigerator. I'm going to eat 2,000 calories right now. That is an excellent sign, especially on stress if you have hypoglycemia.
Well, you know that I'm going through a divorce, and I'm under a lot of stress right now. And interestingly enough, I've developed a symptom, and maybe I have adrenal fatigue right now. I've developed a symptom that I become very carbohydrate sensitive. If I eat starchy carbs after, say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I predictably will wake up with a hypoglycemic episode in the middle of the night. And I'm wondering if that is my body's inability to maintain stable glucose levels at night while I'm sleeping because of my adrenal glands.
Could very well be. Well, a lot of it depends on your diet, your normal diet anyways, because you know, your enzyme levels set themselves to your normal diet, which is why people on Atkins-type diet, they freak out and feel sick if they eat a bunch of carbs.
Well, and I do eat predominantly ketogenic, so it's a real deviation for me when I do eat a lot of like starchy carbs and stuff like that. So that's all it is. I just need to stay with the program instead of deviating. All right. So let's talk a little bit about pregnenolone, because pregnenolone can also benefit a person who is suffering from adrenal fatigue. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. Like I say, our good mutual friend Dr. Mark Gordon, he's been treating it that way successfully for years. My issue is it takes a little longer to do that. And we're going to put pregnenolone on board anyways. Let's get it all happening for a guy. I just can't hardly tell a guy it's going to take him longer than today to get him going.
Yeah, yeah. So. All right, so pregnenolone, benefits. What would you cite as the primary benefits of taking pregnenolone?
Well, some years ago, and this is all based on some work from Dr. Ron Rothenberg, who I consider to be the top anti-aging doctor in the country, if not the world, showed me a study that showed that people who suffer from anxiety have low levels of pregnenolone in the brain. In fact, it's very, very important in the function of virtually all the neurosteroids. So at that point, I began my patients with anxiety, treating them with just a little bit of pregnenolone, and I've been doing it transdermally. We'll talk more about that in a couple of minutes. And by golly, they got better. 50 milligrams applied transdermally.
So 50 milligrams. Now, is this in a phospholipid-based vehicle or a hydroalcoholic vehicle?
That's a cream.
It's a cream. Okay, yeah. So it's phospholipid. Yeah. Right. So they're probably getting maybe 20% delivered. So it's 50 milligrams a milliliter, did you say?
I wish. Maybe 10%, maybe a little bit more.
Okay, so 10 milligrams a milliliter. But still, that means that they're probably getting 3 or 4 milligrams into the bloodstream.
Right. Well, start at 50 milligrams transdermally, and then I'd have them go for a week or 10 days like that, see how they do, and then maybe go up to 100.
Really? So you are a proponent of higher doses of pregnenolone.
Transdermally, that's not so much. That's not so much, because oral doses have historically been 50 up to 200 milligrams.
Right, but also orally, pregnenolone is only about 5% bioavailable. So for every 100 milligrams you take orally, you get 5 milligrams into your bloodstream.
There's an issue beyond that because of first pass effect.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you only get 5%, because the liver degrades most of it.
Pregnenolone sulfate on first pass effect of the liver is a GABA-A or benzodiazepine receptor agonist.
Right.
It's 5-alpha reduced in the liver into something that looks like Valium.
That's not going to help.
So I've had patients go stuporous on me. And I'm running their Orion 24-hour urine panel, and I see a huge pregnenediol level on them. They're getting tons of progesterone from it. And I ask them, taking oral pregnenolone instead of the transdermal I told you, busted.
And it actually has a dual effect. While it does that to the GABA receptor, it also has the opposite effect on, what is it, the NDMA receptor, which in return causes even more of a lethargic feeling, if you will.
Double whammy.
Yeah. So there's a push-pull effect from it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There is some evidence that it promotes acetylcholine production in the brain, which But there seems to be a lot of differing information based on dose, low dose, high dose. Pregnenolone seems to be one of those things with a diminishing return. More is not necessarily better, is it?
Don't we see that everywhere but in the steroid world?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, so it's an important neurosteroid. It's found in high concentrations in the brain.
Especially with respect to, for instance, memory. And it definitely, the levels are depleting as we age. Here's a kicker, is that you really can't test for it.
Hmm.
I just empirically treat. Now look, if you put a guy, for instance, on testosterone replacement therapy, you know that you're inhibiting the conversion of cholesterol to pregnenolone because you don't need to make testosterone anymore, right?
Right.
A luteinizing hormone like ACTH through the P450 side chain cleavage enzyme stimulates conversion of cholesterol to pregnenolone.
Right.
So the guys that, I don't treat them so much anymore. I don't provide steroids, but I have a lot of steroid athletes that have come to me over the years.
Right.
Put them on low-dose HCG, which stimulates conversion of cholesterol to pregnenolone, and add some more pregnenolone, too. They're telling me that it really staves off that burned-out, edgy feeling that you get on a good cycle after about 6 weeks.
Right. Now, there's another...
It tells me that we're rebalancing our hormones, and balance is key to the hormonal milieu.
Right. There's another important... And one of my reasons for being interested in pregnenolone is what you just cited just now. I have been on... androgen replacement therapy for a couple years now. And I started to recognize some changes that occurred in my body the longer I was on. My hair did start getting thin for a while.
We should get a transdermal spironolactone and ketoconazole topical.
Well, you know what works just as good, I found out, is transdermal progesterone, because progesterone looks exactly like, molecularly, if you look at progesterone and you look at finasteride, the molecules are almost exactly alike except for one small variance in the finasteride molecule. So I started to think about progesterone, and I did find out that progesterone suppresses the conversion to DHT from testosterone because it changes the landscape of 5-alpha reductase. And then I got to thinking about, well, I wouldn't want to take progesterone because you and I talked about it. He says, no, progesterone's not the way to go. You said pregnenolone would be a better way to go. And since I've been taking the pregnenolone, do you know that I don't shed as much and my hair has gotten thicker? So I have to believe that there's a higher conversion. Or let me say this. I have to believe that it stabilized my normal progesterone production.
There you go. Here's the thing. If you stick progesterone in, then it causes feminizing effects.
Right.
If you give progesterone, it flows downstream through progesterone, it doesn't seem to happen. And let's recognize, too, along the same lines, that the difference between finasteride and progesterone with respect to maintaining hair is that it's not systemic. I haven't heard of progesterone destroying anybody's health for the rest of their lives. I got probably 100 patients come to me after finasteride, tore them up permanently.
I got an email from a listener just a couple months ago who took finasteride for 2 days, and that 6 months prior, and he has lost his libido over the six months.
The problem is sometimes they come in and they aren't actually hypogonadal. They have good testosterone levels. Their hormones look good. They look like an after picture as opposed to a before picture.
Right.
With respect to testosterone replacement therapy, for instance. But they have all the symptoms of hypogonadism, including terrible depression.
Now, why is it? Is it just because of the lack of DHT?
I wish I knew. We're looking at some things right now. I'm just looking at patterns. first thing I do is try to figure out how to treat it. And I got about a half dozen different protocols that I run through these guys, depending on the case, of course. Hey, if the guy's hypogonadal comes in, status post finasteride use, that's great. I'll just restart him using one of my, posterior recovery.
Yeah, HCG, protocols. Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah, the whole thing. Maybe HCG, maybe not. HCG is overused in recovery.
Right.
Inhibit. Yeah, it's really case dependent. But.
Okay, and so getting back to this subject here of pregnenolone. So pregnenolone has a lot of benefits. It seems to have an effect on cognition. There's lots of evidence that it causes a sense of well-being that also helps people who tend to be
anxiety-ridden. ADHD.
Right.
Social phobia.
Right.
Depression. I got a couple guys that told me it cured their stuttering, and I talked to them on the phone. Either it is or it isn't.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. And as we age, there seems to be some evidence that taking pregnenolone in conjunction with DHEA is a good step because of the lack of the conversion to DHEA because of some changes in enzymes. Would you agree with that, or would you debate that?
Well, I know I love DHEA. We just have to use it properly.
When you say properly, what do you mean?
More things to talk about with that, maybe on a future
okay,
show.
Okay, we could do a different show on DHEA. That's fine. Okay, but so in other words, you would agree that there is an opportunity to do a better job supplementing with pregnenolone and DHEA than pregnenolone by itself.
Always.
Okay. All right, let's do this.
Small doses. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And we're going to talk about dosing in just a second. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about dosing and I want to talk about side effects because obviously pregnenolone is a hormone. And once again, many of us approach hormones very willy-nilly just because they're over-the-counter. So we're going to be talking more with Dr. John Chrysler from allthingsmail.com in just a moment. Stay tuned. Since you've been gone, you dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah. There is no other olive oil like Papa Vince Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vince is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan horse.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre-Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. John Chrysler. Visit his website, allthingsmail.com. And do you list your speaking engagements on the website, too?
We should. Mostly I announce them off my forum that you can link to. I'll be in Orlando next month for the A4M National Conference.
Are you
talking
about
the GHRB6?
Oh, so you're still working with that. Good. Trying to get more and more physicians to get on board, I take it?
Yep. And I'll be hosting a medical conference in Mexico City in September for those who feel like taking a vacation.
What part in Mexico City you said? Okay. Yeah.
For A4M.
I love Mexico. I love Puerto Vallarta, by the way. I would love to live there and may have no choice very shortly.
Sounds like
But anyway, okay, so let's talk, let's talk a little bit about dosing for a moment.
Okay.
Discussing oral dosing first, and then we'll talk about why you like transdermal.
Okay.
What are the standard doses? I mean, I've heard everything from 5 milligrams a day to some of the original guys, Pincus and the other guy who really discovered pregnenolone, Pincus and somebody else, I can't think of his name right now, but they were actually experimenting with 200 to 500 milligrams a day. What do you find?
We're 200 to 500 milligrams orally.
Yeah, that's what they were doing orally.
Yeah. First, I'd say you really can't test effectively for pregnenolone levels. The serum testing is just not accurate. So you really can't go by. You have to go by how the patient feels. Now, others have to remember, you know, we're treating, for instance, Carol. We're not treating a piece of paper. So I'm really working only with transdermals, and I come off a transdermal into an oral when I still have anxiety issues. And I can't tell you how many guys I've gotten off from, for instance, Effexor, which is a great depression medication when you have a strong anxiety component. And finally, these guys, they come in with low testosterone and low pregnenolone, and you give them testosterone and you give them pregnenolone, and now they don't need their Effexor anymore.
Yeah, right.
What a wonderful thing.
Right.
In other words, we didn't put a Band-Aid on it. We actually got metabolic and cured the problem. So I started 50 milligrams transdermally, and I like all my guys to be on it. If you're on testosterone replacement therapy, we talked about earlier that when you add testosterone, you're causing secondary hypogonadism, even if you're treating primary hypogonadism or testicular failure to start with.
Right.
So you put the pregnenolone back in, it balances things out nicely. Now the body can choose which of the three pathways between the sex hormones, the glucocorticoids, and the mineral corticoids, it wants to shunt things down. So put 50 milligrams transdermally, and here's a big difference between, for instance, a pregnenolone transdermal and testosterone transdermal. You don't have to worry about accidental transfer. It's already in every cell of your body, every cell of your partner's body, every cell of your children's body.
Good point.
It's not going to hurt them at all.
Right.
You really have to worry about that, especially this silly Xbox warning on testosterone gels now. They're so quick to throw on us. So basically, I start at 50 milligrams. That's good for everybody. The pregnenolone alone can be mixed as 100 milligram per ml mix, so you can save on it by taking only half an ml at a time.
Right.
Have your compounder mix it for you that way. There are 15 milligram per ml products over the counter. Just have a compounder make it for you through your doctor at 100 milligrams. You can save yourself a lot of money.
So you're not a proponent at all of oral pregnenolone, correct?
I do only when I have a severe anxiety issue.
Okay.
If patient, not mine.
Right. If you, that's funny. Yeah, you had to point that out. If you are going to dose orally, what kind of dosing do you use?
Well, some people are going very, very small, at 50 milligrams. So you're getting just a little bit in the bloodstream. And remember, the higher you are up the metabolic pathways, the more it takes.
Right.
Because it has to spread out more. So I guess 50 milligrams. I've just seen it caused fatigue and up to including an already stupor enough patients that I try to stay away from the oral because I just don't want to introduce something that's going to be an issue later on.
So it almost seems to me, and I've actually, I'm starting to get this religion that transdermal delivery may have some extrinsic benefits that we didn't understand before.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that melatonin, for instance, there may be a disadvantage to taking it orally, that sublingual or transdermal melatonin may be a better alternative. And now from what you're saying, it just seems to me that taking some of these hormones orally caused them to act differently than transdermally, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Carl, you know, transdermally, we have a nice, steady, especially in a cream, we have a nice, steady distribution throughout the day. It might be a little more likely to end up on the inside of your shirt. But with a testosterone, as you know, I prefer a gel. I want to get it into the skin, which is the reservoir for distribution for the next, you know, 15, 18 hours or whatever.
Right.
But with pregnenolone and DHEA, I do want to use a cream. And you can mix them together, by the way. Once you get your dosing set, have your compounder.
Yeah, he can put them all. Right. You can just blend them all together.
Yep, and I do find that in some people, you really shouldn't put a testosterone gel and a cream on the same area, that the cream can keep the gel from being absorbed.
Right. Especially if they're hydroalcoholic gels. You have to be careful because hydroalcoholic gels can dry the skin a little bit too.
Right.
Especially in
the wintertime,
right,
when the skin tends to be a little more.
Now, what are the side effects of taking too much pregnenolone? If someone is taking pregnenolone, what do they have to watch out for? I mean, we already discussed the potential for overconversion to progesterone, and in men that's going to create a feminizing effect, and it's also in both men and women create melancholia, correct?
Right. Well, if you just hang on for a little bit, it'll flow on downstream. I mean, the elevations in progesterone, which you can measure, you know, a laboratory assay, which can come from HCG too, by the way,
they
tend to dissipate after a while. Again, it's coming from above and flowing straight on through.
Okay. So in other words, what you're saying is that initial rise will probably level out if you just stay on the protocol.
As will some symptoms. I have had a few people tell me, you know, the variation across the population is limitless. And we have people who react badly to everything. For God's sakes, we have people break off, they touch a nickel, you know?
Right, right.
So across the population, you will see people who took some pregnenolone and freaked out. You have people who take melatonin, that would be another great show. And we have a paroxysmal or exactly opposite as we expect reaction.
Yeah, I actually have that above 12 milligrams of melatonin. I become agitated and I can't sleep. So, but it takes quite a big dose for me to have that effect.
That's okay. I'm currently taking 10 milligrams based on the work of my good friend, Dr. Howard Ryder. But 15 seemed to be a bit much for me. 10 is just right.
You know,
and it's just like, and two, you know, like with DHEA, some people take DHEA and it freaks them out. These people tend to be hypothyroid because DHEA stimulates our PAL enzyme D1 that converts T4 to T3, and that will calm in a couple of days, too. Sometimes getting better is a little hard to take at first.
Yeah. You know what? That's a really good point. I've always found that when you have an endocrine disruption of some sort, that when you correct it, the symptoms actually get worse before they get better. Would you agree with that statement?
Sometimes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, the variation across the population is infinite.
Yeah. What about What about the potential for pregnenolone to agitate? Should pregnenolone be taken in the morning, or should can it be taken late in the day?
Well, I just generally tell my guys if they can get their transdermal on within 3 minutes of the time they get out of the shower, they'll get a lot better absorption, especially in the wintertime. So I don't know. I haven't noticed any difference. I tell them just, you know, put it all on. Generally, guys get up, they go to the gym, they come home, they shower, and they're off to work. I want the stuff to be working for them while they're going through their day.
Yeah, yeah.
Same with your HCG, you know, inject in the morning, and then you inject the benefits, the subjective, the psychological benefits, as well as the increased testosterone.
You know, the gentleman that I spoke about earlier, Pincus, and I can't think of his other name, the guys who actually discovered pregnenolone and worked with it to the greatest degree, actually experimented with 150 milligrams injectable pregnenolone for something like 40 weeks, I want to say, with no toxicity and no adverse side effects in the individuals that they were working with. Have
you
seen?
Well read, Carl.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm full of useless knowledge. If you were going to see side effects from high doses of pregnenolone to someone who is sensitive to it for whatever reason, what would you expect to see happen to them?
Don't know. I never get there. And the generally the rule with manipulating the hormones is to start low and go slow.
The lowest effective dose, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So if it's there, I'm sorry, I just don't know.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I want a few doctors out there. It doesn't bother me a bit to say I just don't know.
So, but it does sound to me like you really look at the individual and how they're reacting to the therapy, and weigh that heavily into the blood work when you're working with an individual. You just don't go strictly from the blood work.
No. Again, the blood work for pregnenolone is historically not been very reliable. So for me, I'm going to empirically treat.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so and transdermal pregnenolone in the doses that you're recommending and the concentrations, I apologize, the concentrations where I'm talking about 10% concentrations, 100 milligrams a milliliter, those have to be prescribed by a physician, correct?
Yeah, because it's made by a compounder.
Now, if I go to my doctor and I say to him, I want to take pregnenolone, Will you please prescribe it for me? Will he immediately react and say, "Well, why do you want to? How do you know you even need it? Let's do blood work." And then if I try to explain to him that blood work is really not indicative of whether or not I need it, how do I have that discussion with a less enlightened physician for those who can't come to you?
One thing you might try in the case of someone who's not an anti-aging medicine doctor would be to get some pregnenolone at 15 milligrams per ml over the counter, put more of it on, and then report back to your physician that it actually helped, made you feel better.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue results like that.
Yeah.
Then argue it's already in every cell in the body. Yeah, there have been no adverse effects reported. And go from there.
Are you a fan of cycling pregnenolone? I know that some of the protocols out there, they say 3 weeks on, 1 week off. Do you feel that that's important or not?
What's the rationale for that?
I don't know. I've read some physicians' papers that they claim that they like to keep their patients on 3 weeks on, 1 week off. I don't know why.
My way of thinking, unless you got a, you know, unless you got a tachyphylaxis situation like you can get with growth hormone, is that the body thrives on regularity. You know, it's like saying, you know, you should take 1 day off every week of your testosterone gel to clean your receptors, which is nonsense because receptors have a half-life. You know, they come and go constantly.
Right.
And I asked, so what day a week do you feel like feeling like crap? Is it going to be a work day when you're going to be kicking butt all day?
Right.
Or do you want to ruin your Saturday when you go and have some fun?
Yeah, right. We pick the day that you're going to stay in all day and not bother with anybody because you want.
Doesn't sound like much of a vacation to me.
No, it really isn't. It really isn't at all. All right, let's take a last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart, no pun intended, and that is chesticles. I like to affectionately call them, but you were now certified to rid men of gynecomastia. I've personally grown fond of mine, to be honest with you. They do come in handy when fantasizing. But anyway, all right, we're going to talk about that a little bit because I'm intrigued. I want to hear more about this new procedure that you are utilizing because I've heard some great things about it. We're talking today with Dr. John Chrysler from allthingsmale.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah,
yeah. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today, Dr. John Chrysler from allthingsmail.com. Visit his website. You've got a great forum there. I've heard a lot of good things about the forum, correct?
Thanks, Carl.
A lot of people spend time there sharing information, and you answer a lot of questions there as well.
Yeah, you know, the forum is really basically about how I do things, obviously. A few of the people are sharing stuff, other doctors do other things as well. Obviously, there's going to be some variation. Probably the final answer is somewhere in the middle. Excuse me. But we're glad to have everybody.
So, okay, so let's talk about something. Chesticles, as I affectionately like to call them, gynecomastia. man boobies. They can come for a variety of reasons. I developed mine when I was 350 pounds. Obviously, I was aromatizing a great deal of what little androgens I was producing, and it made the breast tissue underneath the nipple grow. And it's not a great thing when you get lean because you tend to continue to have them. Now, there's lots of ways to get rid of it. Some of them are not so good. Sometimes they come back. But you have a new procedure, correct?
First place, congratulations on your weight loss. For those who haven't met Carl, he's a big dude. And you put on that fat, again, converting more testosterone to estrogen, that can cause the deposition of glandular tissue. You're also going to get fat in there, known as lipomastia, and that is insidious as well. But they lose all the weight, and then they have the mounds of actual breast tissue. And by the way, I'd like to quickly dispel the myth that it takes nodules to grow gyno. Guys, get freaked out about nodules. That's nothing to be worried about. You get a feel in there for the actual mammary tissue. And as many of these as I've done now, honestly, you have to get in there really to find out what you're doing. I've been treating gynecomastia as part of my treatment of the steroid guys for years and years and years. So we do some pharmaceutical intervention as well if we can. If a guy has a sudden onset of gynecomastia, then we can probably flatten that right out for him. But those who have long-standing gyno, a lot of these guys have had them, you know, since puberty.
Right, right.
Things like, it's not just fat, but things like soy. Vegetarians have them, pesticide exposure.
Right, xenoestrogens, exactly.
Absolutely, guys that are, they tend to be estrogen affinitive. They just have more estrogen receptors, so a given amount of keys have way more doors to fit in, door locks to fit in would be the analogy. So I started doing this body sculpting procedure. It's called Pure Lipo. And there are a couple other procedures like it. Spaces is a gentle, very gentle form of liposuction. There's Smart Lipo and Lipo X, which use lasers and microwave radiation to basically to boil the fat. And as an anti-aging doctor, I can tell you that I don't care what they say, that's not good for you. I'm not doing that.
Right, because you know what? People need to understand something. Fat oxidation and peroxidation can lead to some really, really nasty diseases.
Nasty is a good word for it. The reason why I do the Pure Lipo procedure, it's way more work. It's thousands of strokes. But the results are so much better that I just think it's worth putting the extra work. I'm a big boy. I'll put the thousands of strokes in.
Right.
So basically what we do is the guy comes in, he can be out of the office in 2.5 hours. I have a procedure room right here in the man cave at my office. We use a little local to numb the area, and then I push some fluid in that has normal saline, which is water with a correct amount of salt to match your body. There's some lidocaine in there, which is a numbing agent, so it numbs itself from inside. That's why it's still considered a local anesthesia. I don't have to put you out cold, so I'm not poisoning you unconscious.
Right.
And also it has epinephrine in it.
To cause vascular constriction to keep things close into the area there, right?
Yeah, it blanches the tissue.
Right.
And we pump these guys' chests up with this tumescent fluid, it's called.
Right.
And once it's numbed up good, then basically I make a tiny little 4-millimeter incision so there are no scars around the nipple. And I slide that candle in, and then I remove in a sweeping pattern all of the fat in all the glandular tissue. The problem with the traditional gynecomastia surgery is that you end up with a half moon incision around the nipple, and basically, and some doctors do that very, very well, no doubt about it, but they never know how much to scoop out. If you don't take enough, the patient's not happy. If you take too much,
there's a divot. Yeah.
Right, the nipple collapses,
right.
Or it's uneven, and also it can come back because he may have the same problems afterwards before. If it's not a steroid-induced state, he's got some issue with his particular metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
I take all the fat and all of the gland out. It cannot come back. And the guy is left.
And see, I got to say something. That I've learned, what you just said, I've learned from lots of reading and talking to cosmetic surgeons that if you don't take the gland out, it almost always comes back.
Yep, and here's the real sweet point of it. It's about a third as expensive as a traditional surgery.
Really?
Yep, I can take it out. I can take it out for $2,000 in and out.
And so they spend the day up there and they go home the next day?
Yeah, I've had a couple of big name bodybuilders already for this procedure. They came in, flew in the morning. We did them in the afternoon. I want them to spend the night. I'm sure nothing's going to happen, but I just like them to be around.
Sure.
I can come back the next day. I take a look at them and they jet home.
And then do they have to wear like a body stocking on their chest, something that keeps the flesh close while it heals?
I like them. Right. I like him to wrap it a bit, yeah. Not too tightly. This is not like liposuction where they right. cinch you right down. I've had guys, have it done on Saturday and then squat on Monday.
How long does it take for the skin to find its way back home now that the fat and the protrusion is removed?
The last thing we do before we come out basically is irritate the inner surface.
Irritated or irrigated?
Irritated.
Really?
And that inflammation really makes it lock down. You don't have a lot of fluid accumulation in there, so it locks down very nicely. Also, I'm really surprised that we don't have more ecchymosis or more bruising in there because
right.
it can pass between the fascial layers, but it's way less than, for instance, with a breast augmentation.
Right. So that obviously there's not as much trauma going on while you're doing this, and clearly it's a small cannula if you can put it in a 4-millimeter incision.
Right.
So that speaks to the lack of additional trauma and probably a lot less edema post procedure.
Well, it's funny. It's practically it's really minimally invasive when you think about this going into that compartment. It's really interesting too is that even though I'm removing all the gland tissue, the nipple is still vascularized and supported by the dermal layer.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out just fine.
Why do men even need that gland?
Well, it has to do with embryologically how we develop. And, men can actually breastfeed.
Really?
You can stimulate. Of course, I've seen a few of the body.
But they won't lactate.
They will lactate.
They will lactate,
it's
really?
It happens through pure mechanical stimulation.
Oh, man, that's just gross. I don't know. Just the thought of that. I mean, God bless my wife. She breastfed our children, the last one, for a year. I mean, that's just, if men had to be responsible for populating the planet, there'd be three of us. There wouldn't be any people. thank God for women.
God bless her. That's the greatest start a child can have in this world.
Yeah, yeah.
For the
yeah.
beloved mother to breastfeed. My gosh, they reap the benefits every day for the rest of their life.
Yes, absolutely. But anyway, the idea of a man lactating, that just doesn't, that just kind of grosses me out all the time.
I know the guy feels.
Yeah. Okay, so $2,000, how long does the procedure take? A couple hours?
They come in, I give them a couple pills, I dope them, I give them some magic dust, I dope them up really well on Valium and Percocets. But right. then an hour for them to work, we take them in, it takes me about 15 minutes to pump them up, and then probably about half an hour to take it out, come back out, and just a little hangout time afterwards, and they're in and out in 2.5 hours or so.
You know, and I also want to say something for those people out there who are considering gynecomastia surgery. Any opportunity that you have where you have to have a procedure and you can avoid traditional anesthesia, it's a good thing to do. I'm doing a show in April with a wonderful woman from the University of Texas at Dallas's Brain Center, and there's some recent exciting information about neuroplasticity that we're going to be talking about. And I'm sorry?
If you think about it, no one really knows how these anesthetics work.
Well, that and what I was going to say was, in doing the pre-interview and reading the literature that has been forwarded to me, I discovered that one of the things, there's a list of like 8 things that can damage your brain, and one of them is anesthesia. And I was shocked to hear that. I thought, oh, my God, women have anesthesia all the time to have, deliver babies, and a lot of times they're, epidurals, but still, sometimes they have to put you out. And I started to recount and think, how many times did I have anesthesia in my life? And I don't think I've ever had it, to be honest with you, other than ether when I had my tonsils removed. So I can't blame my problems on anesthesia, unfortunately.
Yeah, self-induced anesthesia
there
on
you
Saturday
go.
Nights, yeah.
There you go,
yeah.
There you go. Anesthesia with old Bushmill. Irish whiskey.
As a good and proper osteopathic physician, I'm always loath to give any more of a drug or any drug that I don't absolutely have to. So the idea of using a local anesthetic, and since the tissue is blanched, it really stays where I want it. I pump the fluid in, I pull it back out again. So we stay away from the cardiotoxic dose of lidocaine, a gain of 55 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. Really, it's only reaching a couple milligrams because they're sticking in, it's blanching, and they're pulling it right back out again. So it's extremely safe.
Yeah. No, it sounds pretty cool. And like I said, I do have gyno, and it is something that I'm going to address sometime. So maybe one of these days when the timing is right and the moon is aligned properly, I'll give you a call and come to the cold country and take a go at it. We'll do some before and after pictures. We'll put them up on the website or something like that.
You're always welcome, Carl, and you can stay at my home.
No, that'd be great. And then we have to go out dancing then, if that's the case, you and I. We have to go out and hit the clubs. No, with me, with women.
I don't care how big your chest is.
With women. How big my chest is. All right, so anyway, let's go ahead and plug the website again. It's allthingsmail.com. You can join the forum there. You can talk directly to Dr. Chrysler on the forum. You can read the knowledge base there. A lot of questions have already been answered. And, of course, your practice, which caters to men specifically, and not because you are a chauvinist, but because men are unique and you focus on them exclusively. People can learn more about that by going to the website allthingsmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, listen, John, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show and talk about pregnenolone. We definitely will. I'll schedule with your office to do the show on DHEA and melatonin. I have some radical opinions about melatonin as well myself. But I think
there's a shock.
Yeah, I know, right? I think they'll actually be opposing to what you're going to say. So I'm looking to get educated. So we'll definitely book those shows, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you very much to Dr. John Chrysler for coming on the show today. Thanks to all of you for taking the time to listen to the show, and we will see everybody with another live episode of Superhuman Radio tomorrow, when we'll be talking about the FDA and the McCain bill. You got to tune into tomorrow's show, okay? See you then.